Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers about trying to get more money into the checking account on your dairy. As you think about your opportunities, I know many of you are thinking about how you can get more of those cross calves into the system. And, you know, when we look at the overall impact of those on our dairy operations, I think many of you will find that they may be adding about $5 a hundredweight to the overall operating income on your dairy. If you look at program-specific dairy beef animals, we might be hitting as much as 40% prime and only 59% choice. And it is important to be involved with a program that is recognized by reducing the amount of variability that we might see in our carcasses. If you're not working with a semen supplier that's supplying you with semen that is from a verified program and matches the genetics of the animals you have in your herd, might be important to consider making changes so that you do have verified programs, verified genetics that back up the calves that you're trying to produce. So focus on programs that are backed by data that has resulted in premiums, making sure that they match the genetics that you already have in your herd as far as the dams that are going to be involved. So it's not just about the beef sire you're choosing. It's also choosing the right beef sire for the dams that you have in your herd. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.